Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'm happy to have all of you here, whether you're new to the program or you've been with me for a while. I'm Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium. I can be found on Facebook as well as Twitter and spiritualreadingsnj.com. And I'm going to be taking callers today. So if you are asking a psychic question, I just ask that if you can, to try to ask a very specific question so that I can get you a very specific answer that benefits you more than a general answer would, and so we can get through the callers. And with spirit messages, we don't have to worry about that too much, but with that, I just want to say that even though you might have a specific person in mind that you want to come through, they might not always come through. So I just ask that you be open to whatever message comes through for you. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and take the first caller.
Okay, Jessica, your first caller is 111. Caller 111.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My question is, do you see me reconciling with an ex?
How long have you been estranged from this?
December.
I feel like it was kind of an on again, off again kind of thing. Let's be friends, let's not be friends, let's be more than friends. And that created a lot of tension. Is that correct?
No, we were dating from the beginning.
Okay. Because I do feel a closeness, but at the same time, it's kind of like one of you wanted one thing and one of you wanted another, and it was kind of a little bit, I feel like it was very smooth in the beginning, like a long kind of honeymoon period, but then I feel like there was a lot of tension there is what I'm trying to say. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was in the end.
But I do feel like the breakup, it was very mutual, even though one of you might have initiated it. It was kind of like you both knew it was time to move on. Is that correct?
No. I think we both always thought that we would get back together in the future.
I do still feel that connection with you, but at the same time, with you and the ex, I do feel a connection, but at the same time, I also feel like now is not the right time. I feel like there's a lot of hurt, a lot of unforgiveness. There's something there that needs to be dealt with before you can even think about getting back together. And if and when you do get back together, I feel like it would be to your benefit for both of you to slow things down at first. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Do we have the next caller?
Yes, we do. Your next caller is 928. Caller 928.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
Oh, I actually was just wanting, like, a general reading.
I do feel like you have a question or a specific area in mind. Is there something going on in the love life, the career, the finances? Of all those.
Good day.
Bye. Are you still there?
It looks like the caller has dropped, so we will take the next caller, which is 402. Caller 402.
Okay. Hi.
Hi there.
Taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was hoping for, you know, spiritual mediumship. Any messages that might.
Okay. As I said before, there's no guarantee that a specific person will come through.
Right.
But someone will definitely come through. So I do have a male stepping forward, and I don't feel that he is elderly. I feel like he is he's not young either, around 40s or 50s. Could you understand someone like that?
Well, I have a few friends that have passed. And I have a cousin, I've got cousins.
Okay. Okay. I feel like he, this person might have passed from something to do with the heart. I feel a lot of sweating. My breathing is a little bit labored. Do you have, would you understand this?
I have a cousin who died of a heart attack. Sudden.
Okay.
And
because I feel like it wasn't expected. It wasn't like he had a heart condition for a while. It was kind of very just gone.
Yeah, I actually had two male cousins that kind of died like that suddenly, and you know, another one that was sick for a while, but not in a hospital or anything. So
right, but I just feel like it's two who just went like that.
Okay. One of them passed away a couple years ago, and the other one just passed away this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was the kind of person who loved being outdoors, who loved doing things, and if you wanted to call him, catch up with him, good luck, pin him down kind of thing, would you understand someone like that?
I'm sorry, could you... It's hard to hear. It's kind of echoey.
Oh, okay.
Love
being busy, very outdoorsy, and love just, if you wanted to schedule time with them, you really had to work to track this guy down because he was always doing something.
Huh.
Would you understand that?
You know, I'm not sure. Is it...
Or someone who is very scattered.
Okay. You know, honey, I guess I need a little more. I can't. Can you tell if it's a family member or a friend?
Definitely. I feel like it was a family member, but not a close. You wouldn't have been close, like best friends.
Okay.
It would have been someone who maybe lived a good distance from you geographically, but there was something with you trying to get together with this person, and for some reason it was just hard to coordinate his schedule, your schedule.
Oh, wow.
Is there anyone who, or someone who maybe was not a family person? Would you understand someone like this? Hello?
Yes, honey, I'm trying to think. Not a family person, didn't like to be around family, is that what you mean?
It's not that he didn't like it, but that wasn't his priority.
Yeah, I can't.
It could be a friend because, like I said, it's not a close connection.
I was kind of estranged with one of my cousins that passed away at the time. You know, and they're all outdoorsy and they're all, you know,
I definitely feel like he wasn't the type of person who could be tied down with one career, one. He
okay.
just wasn't that type.
I see.
Would you understand someone like that?
You know, I had a friend who was very outdoorsy, lifeguard, on the beaches, you know, that who for many years, and, you know, maybe I would connect with him once a year on the phone, but he was shot, you know, he was shot. So,
sometimes it's like multiple people come through and I get confused. So,
yeah.
Let's try to get some one of them to step forward. And I'm going to ask them for how you would know them. And then I'll try to bring a message through.
Okay, honey.
He's saying, this person, I feel, he was not a loner. He needed to be very, very social, very active. And he keeps saying to me, family wasn't a priority. It wasn't. He was very estranged and very distant from his family.
Okay.
Do you kind of know who I have?
A friend of my son's was like that. He was estranged from his family, kind of, but he was younger, you know, much younger. So weird.
I guess there are a lot of people coming through saying hi to you today.
Yeah, I can't. Does anybody have any advice for me, or is there a message that maybe help me?
I'll get back for a message. Okay, they're saying something about a project or something to do with education, not necessarily going back for a formal education, but they're saying that you've been kind of stuck in your routine for a while, and it's time to explore something new. Does that make sense?
Huh. Yeah, I've been kind of coasting because of, you know, health issues, though, is my big hindrance.
Yeah, so they're saying it's time for a change, even if it's something small. It doesn't have to be a big life-altering thing.
Mhm. Yeah, I feel that too. I definitely need something.
They're saying that you have a hobby that, or an interest that you haven't picked up in a while.
Animals.
Yeah, maybe it's time to get out there and either volunteer with them or be around animals, because I feel that's very peaceful and very centering for you. And
Yes. Sometimes
when we try something new, it's like hitting the reset button on our bodies, and it just makes a big difference.
I have just one problem is the, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble with my health and, like, my leg. I don't know if you see that getting better or any advice.
Yes, I'm getting slow. They want you to continue doing some physical activity, but something that's very low impact and won't hurt your leg, but it's definitely essential for you to continue to care for yourself. And don't push yourself. You don't have to do it all in one day.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, honey. That, you know, gives me, then I don't feel quite so bad because I can't get as much done as I want to.
And I'm saying that's okay right now. It's time to focus on you.
Okay. Well, thank you, honey.
Thank you for calling and take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Do we have another caller?
You have about 7 minutes left and 3 callers in the queue. Your next caller is 805.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I wanted to know if there's a relationship marriage coming up for me. I'm not in a relationship now, but I would like to have a, you know, companion. You know, I'm 62 now, so I wanted to know what you're picking up psychically for me, please.
I do feel that you're a very outgoing person. You're a very confident person. You know what you want. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there a little bit more. What have you done to find a person to marry or be in a relationship with?
I was in a relationship 7 years ago. It's been 7 years since I've been in a relationship. And I do go out. I don't know. It's just hard at this age. Where I live, there just aren't that many eligible men. A lot of women, too.
Wow.
I am going to Hawaii. I'm going to Hawaii for a month. I leave in a week. So I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll meet somebody over there.
I feel like a vacation is definitely good for you. I feel like you've been stressing a little bit about this relationship thing. But I do feel not stressing, but like, oh, am I going to find someone? Where are they? But I do feel like there is definitely a strong possibility of you being in a relationship. And
it's not that far off. It's not as far off as you think. But at the same time, it's not going to happen right away. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm going away for a month. I leave in 1 week, so, I'll be gone, for a month. But, it's been so long as it is. It's been 7 years since I've been in a relationship. So, yeah.
I feel that it would be beneficial for you to just start dating, because sometimes you have to kind of get through guys that are kind of before you find the right one.
Yeah, but it's dating that's so hard right now. I got on a dating site, and I didn't have too much luck with that. I mean, I just didn't want to meet the ones that I met on the dating site.
But you only need one.
Exactly. I just need one good one, yeah.
Yeah, just one. You don't need to worry about all the other guys that aren't right for you.
Right.
So really, when you go out looking for guys, really do that in a focused way, focusing on the guys who will be exactly the guy that you want and you deserve. And leave the rest.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Start focusing more. And I'm meditating every day. I meditate every day for an hour so that I, trust myself and I become very intuitive.
Then trust that intuition. Let that guide you in finding that person.
Yeah.
So, I hope that answered your question.
Yes. I look forward to meeting someone soon.
And you will. So, take care of yourself and keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, you have about one minute of live time left, and you have three callers in the queue. Your next caller is 202.
Okay.
202.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
I would like to know what you see with Michael and I.
I feel that you two have a lot of fun together. It's like you connect on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he is not good for you, but I just feel that it's more of a short-term kind of thing. I don't feel that it's going to be a long-term type of relationship. I do feel like you will find that, though. So it's...
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I definitely... I definitely do feel that. But it's like this guy, you don't seem to connect on a deeper level. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
I could see that. Yeah, I could see what you mean.
And I feel like you're the type of person who would crave that deeper connection. So I feel like if you stayed with him, mm-hmm. like I said, in the short term, he's a companion for you, but in the long term, you'll always be wanting more, and he may not be in a position to give that to you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's definitely someone out there.
Great. Do you pick up anything on that person?
I do feel like there will be, it's like, not that he won't notice you at first, but it's almost like more of an acquaintance thing at first, and then slowly it will turn into something more, and that's because you seem to crave that soul level connection with someone, and anything less would be settling for something that you don't really want. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Absolutely.
I hope that helped you.
Yes, thank
and
you very much.
Thank you for calling. God bless.
Okay, God bless.
Can we have the next caller?
Yes, you have about 12 minutes left of the show that has gone into archives. And your next caller is 863.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Well, I would like to relocate, and I was wondering what you pick up around me moving. Like, will it all come together maybe like July or August at the latest?
I do feel like you've been doing a lot to prepare yourself for that.
Yes.
I feel like you've gotten your finances together. You've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's. And I do feel like you'll hear something by the end of July. I don't always get very specific time frames like that, but I'm getting that very strongly. I don't know if you're gonna find a place then, but everything is just gonna seem to come together for you.
Good. Yay. Whew. It just, it's been a long time in the process, so I'm glad to know, you know, I'm finally, like, moving forward instead of just sort of, you know, like the airplane in the holding pattern. I feel like I've just kind of been stuck for a long time, so it's nice to know that, you know, I'm finally going to go forward. So, yay. Wonderful.
And then you can find finally relax because you've been dealing with this stress, this concern for a while.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be dealing with that because things are working.
Yes, what a relief. You don't know how happy I am to finally just, you know, it just, wow. You know how it is? It's like just waiting, trying to get everything to come together, and it just feels like it's just like trying to walk through mud, you know, just like slow and plugging along. So thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call. I know we're kind of going over, so I just want to say thank you very much and hope you have a great rest of the day and a great weekend. And thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, I think you have time for one more call, and that call is caller 347.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
Can you tell me what you see for me with love life and moving? Like, do you see anyone that I know right now, me ending up with them? Or just who do you see? Well, how does that go? Like, who I'm going to end up with and what you see for me with love and moving?
I do feel like love will actually come before the move. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like there is someone either you've been thinking about for a while or you haven't talked to in a while, and it's time to contact them again. Does that make sense?
Kind of. There was someone I was involved with 2 years ago. We broke up. We were together for a year, but it broke my heart pretty bad, and I haven't heard from him. I just figured he must not be interested because I really don't want to chase a guy. Because I did chase him to his end. So he hasn't contacted me since then. So I just assume he moved on.
I don't feel like he's the one. Yes, it would be a good idea to contact him, but it's more for your own closure. And so that you can let go of this old love, this old hurt, so that you can move forward and find someone who won't break your heart and who you don't have to chase.
Yeah, I was always hoping that he would contact me again. And we would kind of work out because I always pictured myself with him. But I feel like he has to contact me, and I'm hoping, you know, I would really love to end up with him. But, you know, he has to be the one to come back into my life if he wants me in his life. So I'm hoping for that. I don't know if you see that, me and him ending up together. But in the meantime, I also tried to start dating, and I was sort of talking to someone recently whose name begins with an A, but he's kind of drifted off, so that's why I ask if you see me ending up with anyone that I already know, someone from the, like, the guy from the past whose name starts with an N, or this new guy, or none at all, you know, because, I mean, I do try, and I have feelings for both of them, but I don't know if they're the ones.
I feel like you're kind of in this holding pattern where you're waiting for them, and that's why I think I got that message that you need to contact someone from the past, not only for your own closure, but to put those boundaries in place and say, look, I'm not waiting anymore. I deserve better. Either you make a move and we find a way to make it work, or I'm moving on. And you have to be very firm with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
you don't think... Go ahead.
But I do definitely see you with someone. It's just that this old energy needs to be... Hello?
Sorry.
I'm here. That was just my kettle. I'm listening. Sorry. I'm listening. This old stuff needs to be dealt with first before you can go looking for someone new who really deserves your love and you don't have to play the waiting game with.
Yeah.
Because that's not fair to you. And
no,
it's not fair to the other person, but it's definitely not fair to you.
I know. I just thought that, you know, we needed space and then we'd end up together, or I just didn't know if we were meant to be, you know? I didn't know if he's the one. It felt like he was the one, but if you don't see us getting back together, I don't know. You don't see that?
You only have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I definitely do feel like you need to contact them for that last bit of closure, but I don't feel like you can continue to play the waiting game because there is someone out there for you. I'm not really seeing who it is because I feel like you have to, this piece has to be dealt with first before you can even think about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that helped you, and take care of yourself, and have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you for taking me, too. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good show, and thank you for listening to Spiritual Readings NJ. You can find me on my website and my social media pages, which are also on my show page. And I do private sessions, so if you know of someone or you would like one yourself, contact me through my website and I will help you out. So take care of yourself and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.